This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Colorado poultry workers have tested positive for bird flu. CPR's John Daly has the latest from the State Health Department.
It's now recorded a total of 10 human cases this month, 6 at one poultry operation and 3 at another. That's in addition to the case of a dairy worker, the state's first case this year. Health officials say they're not detecting any spread to the general public. Here's the health department's Scott Bookman.
The risk to the general public is still low, right? We are only seeing this in workers with direct contact with these animals.
On Tuesday, the state's agriculture department said it would now require all licensed farmers to test milk from herds weekly for signs of the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In the state's smallest municipality, criminal indictments against a police chief and his daughter in Lakeside, Colorado. Robert Gordonier is police chief and the former mayor. His daughter Brenda Hamilton was the town clerk. They are accused of embezzlement, misconduct, and other charges in the indictment from a Jefferson County grand jury. The town, less than one square mile, is home to Lakeside Amusement Park, just west of Denver. A Colorado climber is at the Olympics as the games feature sport climbing for only the second time. 20-year-old Colin Duffy is from Broomfield. He studies mechanical engineering at CU Boulder and says climbing is a lot like what he does in school.
It's a very analytical sport. It's certainly physical, and you have to have enough strength to pull yourself to the top. There's a lot of planning and problem solving that goes on the wall, and so I find that problem solving mindset is very applicable.
This is Duffy's second Olympic Games. He placed seventh in Tokyo in the sport's Olympic debut. Colorado soccer players are at the Olympics. The U.S. women's team won their first game Thursday. The score against Zambia was 3-0. Mallory Swanson of Littleton scored two of those goals. Coloradans Lindsay Horan and Sophia Smith had assists. The U.S. women played Germany on Sunday. Across Colorado today, a chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon. Front range highs in the 90s. This is CPR News.